This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Margaret Mead, an anthropologist, made one statement some years back, and I think it's worth repeating. She said, "When someone is born, we rejoice. When someone is married, we celebrate. But when someone dies, we pretend that nothing has happened." Now, how do you react to that? I think it's a terrific statement and very true. And today and tomorrow in this program, in the segment Morning Devotions, I want to just look at the idea of how you can help people who are grieving. Because when you look at it, grief and loss have been part of the human experience from the beginning of time. I guess you know someone who has died, as I do. And yet today we live in this culture that's called a death-denying culture, where death is not regarded as part of the business of living. We know that death is one of the certain things of life, but we don't often acknowledge it in the normal course of events. But really, what I'm talking about is death and loss. They are inevitable as part of living and life. And I think there are some ideas of, if you know someone who is grieving today, what can you do? Well, let me just say that while loss is inevitable, no one welcomes the event, because grief is an unwelcome experience. It's not nice. No one likes it. It can be one of the most difficult of all the human experiences. And it's true that people often struggle to get through the process. It's usually more emotional and lasts longer than we realize. And have you heard your friends say to you, "Well, look, yeah, this is life, but you just got to move on and get over it"? Of course, easy for people to say that, but it's not so easy to do. It's easier said than done. But I think grief is a natural human experience. The grieving person should never be made to feel as though they're crazy or weak, or, you know, you're just not handling things, because grief is not a sickness or a disease. It's a natural part of the human response when we lose someone, or even a pet. If a pet dies, there's a sense of grief. It says we miss the person. We're struggling to adjust to life without that person. So saying that grief is normal shouldn't sort of minimize the difficulty of it. It's difficult. It's a challenge. It's a uniquely personal experience. The way you handle grief could be different to the way I do. There is an appropriate way for every one of us to grieve the loss of someone. So it's shaped by family history, gender, even the country that we live in, how the person died, whether it was sudden or whether it was expected. And there are other relationships, of course, in life that can have a bearing on this feeling of grief. It's important to differentiate the loss of a spouse from the loss of a child, for example. Each of those have their own stress and their own challenges, as I've said. Marriage, for example. If two different people lose their spouses, we shouldn't necessarily expect the grief reaction to be the same, because, as I said, everybody is different. And if we're talking about emotion, well, grief is an emotional response to a significant loss. So whenever we lose someone, or, as I said, something, an attachment is broken, isn't it? And there is pain. And tears, they're not a sign of weakness, as we often think. But when you cry over the loss of someone, that really indicates how special that person was in your life. That person is gone. And we acknowledge that it's human to grieve. And so we can be often surprised, find ourselves feeling all sorts of emotions. And people who write about this talk about people feeling numb, as if this just doesn't happen, as if how could it happen, or shock, confusion, anxiety, disbelief, people who can't get to sleep or won't eat, fatigue, crying, a sense of restlessness, all these things, including guilt and depression. But I want to suggest today, too, that it can be managed. We know that with faith in God and with the support of people, it can be managed. So we need to know that. It's a process. And with God in our life, God, of course, says, "Come to me and I will help you through the times of difficulty." So there it is. It might be helpful to you. We thank you, Lord, today because of our freedom that you've given us. We know that our future doesn't rest with ourselves, but because of the freedom that Jesus has brought to us. So thank you, Lord, for the satisfaction and joy that you bring, and we pray for those who are hurting today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.